proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, friends. I'm John Lawrence, the Director of Ministries here at IBJM. And I thought I'd share with you today a story, a World War II story about the Nazi occupation and the Holocaust. And it's a story that's called Suzanne's Children. Suzanne Spake was a World War II resistance worker, and her major contribution was that she rescued Jewish children from the Nazi occupation, and many of the ones she rescued were certainly probably rescued from certain death. In 1985, she was recognized by Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Israel, as one of the righteous among the nations. This honor is given to non-Jewish people, and she was not Jewish, who helped Jews during the Holocaust by hiding them, providing false papers, or giving some other kind of assistance in their escape. An author by the name of Ann Nelson found out about this lady, Suzanne Spake, and she investigated her life, and she has written a book called Suzanne's Children. So I thought I'd share with you a little bit today, and in the next program or two, perhaps this story, which is quite a moving story about the rescue of Jewish children during World War II. So I'll start with this excerpt, and then we'll say a little more about Suzanne Spake at the end. One day, deep into my research for a book about World War II, I encountered a photo that stopped me cold. Suzanne Spake was a lovely woman in her 30s with a soulful gaze. "Who are you?" I wondered, searching the photo for clues. The caption linked her to an espionage ring in Paris, but that didn't give me much to go on. What was the story behind this mysterious woman? In 2009, I finally tracked down her daughter, Paulette, an 80-year-old knitting instructor in suburban Maryland. I gave her a call. She said everyone thinks Mama was a spy, and she said I wouldn't care if she was, but she was actually something very different. It turned out that her mother's principal activity was organizing a network that rescued hundreds of Jewish children from deportation to Auschwitz. But amid all the publications about World War II, Suzanne Spake's story had never been told. She was born into a wealthy Catholic family and married into a political dynasty that was Belgium's version of the Kennedys. Her brother-in-law, Paul Henry Spake, was prime minister and a wartime leader. His writings were published and collected in the National Archives, but as a wife and mother, Suzanne was omitted from the archives, and as a member of the resistance, she worked in secrecy. A few months after we spoke on the phone, I met Paulette, her daughter, in person. She was a sprightly grandmother. She'd been through more ordeals by the age of 20 than many experience in a lifetime, but she maintained a puckish sense of humor and an indomitable spirit. I got into the habit of buying her lunch on my trips to Washington, scribbling notes as she ate. Her mother, Suzanne, received an education in embroidery and household management, but she pursued her own passions for literature and social reform. She was especially moved by the plight of penniless immigrants. As a young wife in Brussels, she joined a women's group and met Jewish women who had fled persecution in Eastern Europe. One of them, a social scientist named Myra Sokol, shared her love of reading and reform and needed her support. The two became close friends. Suzanne's husband, Claude, was a difficult man with a short fuse who moved the family to Paris in 1938 to advance his playwriting career. Myra and her husband moved to Paris a little later, and Suzanne found comfort in Myra's friendship. When the Germans invaded in 1940, the Spakes joined millions of Parisians fleeing the city. They planned to leave for New York, but German forces cut off their route to the sea, and they returned to Paris. We'll continue our story tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.